On the morning of Turin's birthday, Húrin gave his son a gift, an elf-wrought knife, and the hilt and the sheath were silver and black. And he said, "Heir of the house of Hador, here is a gift for the day. But have a care. It is a bitter blade, and steel serves only those that can wield it. It will cut your hand as willingly as aught else." And setting Turin on a table, he kissed his son and said, "You overtop me already, son of Morwen. Soon you will be as high on your own feet. In that day many may fear your blade." Then Turin ran from the room and went away alone, and in his heart was a warmth like the warmth of the sun upon the cold earth that sets growth astir. He repeated to himself his father's words, "Heir of the house of Hador." But other words came also to his mind. "Give with a free hand, but give of your own." And he went to Sador and cried, "Labadal, it is my birthday, the birthday of the heir of the house of Hador, and I have brought you a gift to mark the day. Here is a knife, just such as you need. It will cut anything that you wish, as fine as a hair." Then Sador was troubled, for he knew well that Turin had himself received the knife that day. But men held it a grievous thing to refuse a free given gift from any hand. He spoke then to him gravely, "You come of a generous kin, Turin, son of Húrin. I have done nothing to equal your gift, and I cannot hope to do better in the days that are left to me. But what I can do, I will." And when Sador drew the knife from the sheath, he said, "This is a gift indeed, a blade of elven steel. Long have I missed the feel of it." Húrin soon marked that Turin did not wear the knife, and he asked him whether his warning had made him fear it. Then Turin answered, "No, but I gave the knife to Sador the woodwright." "Do you then scorn your father's gift?" said Morwen. And again Turin answered, "No, but I love Sador, and I am sorry for him." Then Húrin said, "All three gifts were your own to give, Turin. Love, pity, and the knife the least."
"Yet I doubt if Sador deserves them," said Morwen. "He is self-maimed by his own want of skill, and he is slow with his tasks, for he spends much time on trifles unbidden."
"Give him pity nonetheless," said Húrin. "An honest hand and a true heart may hew amiss, and the harm may be harder to bear than the work of a foe."
"But you must wait now for another blade," said Morwen. "Thus the gift shall be a true gift, and at your own cost."
Nonetheless, Turin marked that Sador was treated more kindly thereafter, and was set now to the making of a great chair for the lord to sit on in his hall.